This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. A day of worldwide protests against climate change is underway that organizers predict will draw more than 1 million participants, the largest ever expected demonstration decrying the man-made causes of a warming planet. Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg can't believe all the people taking part in the climate strike. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the story.
Everything had just blown out of proportion.
That 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, amazed at the crowds that have come out to take a stand on climate change.
This could only be a fantasy. I would never have predicted or believed that this was going to happen.
But she also tells the AP she's realistic.
It won't change everything, but it's still... It's such a strong message.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
On Friday, President Donald Trump defended himself against a whistleblower's allegation of wrongdoing in a reported private conversation Trump had with a foreign leader. The complaint, which the administration has refused to let Congress see, remains shrouded in mystery, but is, quote, serious and urgent. He declared Friday that the complaint was made by a partisan whistleblower and that he has done nothing wrong. Hong Kong police have been accused of torture by Amnesty International. The human rights group issued a report on Friday with their conclusions from a field investigation into the months-long pro-democracy protests. In a statement, they said Hong Kong security forces had, quote, an apparent thirst for retaliation and were engaged in a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful acts. Responding to the report, Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity, and rights of those in custody and have used the minimum force necessary. From Washington, this is VOA. Following last week's attacks on